Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello, Sandman. I was wondering if you could tell me what a traditional wife even is. To me, all meaning of a traditional woman or wife seems lost, and people feel nostalgic for the 1950s idea of a woman, staying home and raising kids and baking pies. Here are some pictures of me baking an apple pie. You can use them if you feel like it. I made a separate pie for my son since I don't actually want him eating desserts with raisins soaked in alcohol just yet. I learned to make this myself since I don't like the ones from stores or bakeries. For me, it was easier to bake a pie than to write this video request. I don't understand this whole housewife idea anyway, and why you would even call me traditional for doing this. It feels like you're mocking me. Maybe it's the way that I've been raised. Both my parents would work insane hours when my dad started out his business. My mother would still be making calls till midnight, from what I've been told. Both my grandmothers also worked. One helped my father in his business despite being illiterate, and the other one worked a government job as a secretary. I know my great-grandparents worked on fields and farmed growing up. I don't even think this is a cultural thing, more like a class thing. Even in the West, if you're a baker's wife, you would learn to bake and sell bread. Sorry, but I wouldn't be a woman from a Jane Austen novel. If I was back then, I'd be an unfortunate woman who worked as a maid and maybe a governess if I was lucky. Something that's always struck me as strange with feminists saying women would not have jobs in the past. Women have always had jobs, just not the glamorous ones. Anyway, if you can explain to me what a traditional wife even is, or at least according to you, I'd like to know. As you can tell, it's sort of lost on me. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for another donation as well as the topic. You answered your own question when you said that she's a woman that stays home and takes care of the kids while making food. When I was from around the age of 3 until around 7, I was raised by my traditional mother, until she then went off to work. The only reason she could afford to do that was because I moved to Canada at that age, and it was still affordable to raise a family in the early 80s on just one salary that was my father's. I would say that stopped being the case in the mid to late 80s. So that's one of the reasons your mother wasn't traditional, because you're younger than me. What people call the trad wife is something that began to exist for most families in the West in the late 1940s and 50s, up until the mid-1980s. The picture of women living in a suburban home banging the mailman from boredom while their husband is off at work is a historical abnormality. Before modern technology in the kitchen and laundry room, cooking and cleaning was an incredibly labor-intensive process. Cooking would actually be done over a wood-burning oven and scrubbing clothes by hand, which was absolutely exhausting. That was the job. Even in the early to mid-20th century, there were university programs teaching women to do that. This building here is established in Toronto in 1902. At the University of Toronto, it's called the Department of Household Science. It was one of the earliest programs to teach wives how to be homemakers in the Annex neighborhood in Toronto. That was where the wealthy lived. In that building, women were taught food science, nutrition, culinary arts, child development, household management, cleaning, and organization, as well as budgeting and personal finance, consumer protection, and running a small business from home as a female entrepreneur, as well as taking care of garments, etiquette, and appearance. They taught women proper manners, how to set the table, and how to be feminine. I have an old 300-page home economics textbook that was used at that school, and it's not light reading. These weren't technically useless degrees handed out to wealthy women in the late 19th and early 20th century, the way that English literature is handed out today. It was a degree in keeping a man's belly full and balls empty, so he would marry her and stay married. She would cook the food that he couldn't resist, and take on a feminine appearance that he couldn't resist either. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Once Upon a Time, women were taught to be housewives clown world show. The University of Toronto taught upper class women how to take care of their homes because they were expected to be high class. I guess other women saw their lifestyle and wanted it too. And once suburbs and shopping malls showed up, they started to emulate those wealthy women. The Department of Household Science taught critical thinking and problem solving. Traditional women also used to compete with each other for status to see which one would cook the best meals and keep the most beautiful home and garden. I would see this between my mother and other women of Eastern European descent. My grandmother used to know up to 500 different recipes from memory. Of course, the problem with the 20th century tradwife is that once life got too easy thanks to fridges, electric stoves, washing machines, and vacuum cleaners, women became overindulged by their husbands and lifestyle, so they started spoiling their daughters, the baby boomers, and instead of staying at home being housewives themselves, they, instead of living like their mothers, chose to rebel and run off to work. If you run off to Eastern Europe, even in this day and age, many places you can still see the consequences of women being traditional housewives over there. They overindulge their husbands, and then the husbands become lazy. In the 20th century, men in the West were overindulged by their wives with consumer goods, so they ended up becoming lazy. The complete opposite. So now you know why Western men are increasingly shunning Western women and heading overseas to be passport bros. Because they want a wife that wasn't spoiled growing up, and they can actually keep his belly full and balls empty instead of just keeping his ears full of nagging and his wallet empty. In many of those other countries, women work and take care of the house. They do both. In the West, increasingly, most women work at jobs where they barely do anything all day, and then do nothing around the house too. Again, a trad wife in the late 19th and early 20th century was taught to be that with formal education. Then you saw the democratization of the trad wife to the masses in the late 40s and 50s, until the mid-80s, and now it's something that's made a revival, but only if you're a woman from a wealthy family. It's become a status symbol again for women to sit at home and do nothing again. I think the reason many guys want a woman in their life that's a trad wife is because they're nostalgic for the days when their mommy cooked for them and basically walked them to school. They remember their idyllic childhood and want the same for their children. That's why you're seeing 50-year-old guys trying to marry 20-something-year-old Filipinas. Those women just end up scamming them, though. The traditional wife only began to exist when men went off to work in the factories and were out of the house. Before that, the family farm and family unit were the financial unit of society. They also might have been merchants that lived above their shop, and the shop was just technically an extension of the family home. That is real tradition. Not having a man go off to work while his wife stays home and bakes pies. People say that men hated going off to work in factories during the Industrial Revolution, but I don't think so. I think they were happy to get away from their nagging wives and be compensated for it financially, instead of her barging in on their workspace at any moment in the shop. Today, women on social media project that they're trad wives to show men out there with money that they just want to stay home and take care of the place, instead of going off to work. It's a way to try and attract men that actually want families and they can afford to have their wives be kept women. This is the way women are signaling to men that want to go overseas and passport bro that they don't actually have to, because they're women like the ones they want still in the West. I see this as women projecting what men want, hoping that we don't leave society. It's a bait and switch. Once you marry them, then they'll say that one income isn't enough and they need to go out and earn their own money. Or if they do stay at home, they'll probably get lazy. Plus, if they divorce you, you gotta support them. It's a complete scam. The so-called trad wives in foreign countries also use Western men to support their families, so that's a scam too. If men want to know what they turn into with a trad wife, then visit Eastern European or Latin American or Asian countries. The trad wives are tired of their so-called lazy husbands. Is all the nagging and criticism worth her baking some pies and making your bed? No thank you. I'll cook and clean for myself, or raise my own damn kids instead of giving a woman the right to complain that she's being oppressed because she willingly chose to be a housekeeper. The modern housewife calls herself a slave, but a slave doesn't have a choice. A modern woman does. I think that's all I got to say about trad wives. Fat Cat, I also found it hilarious how you don't want to give your kid raisins that were dipped in liquor. When I was growing up, I would occasionally have chocolate cherry candies with brandy in them. That helped kids stay away from drinking because they assumed liquor is something that's inside of a food instead of a drink. My dad also let me finish off the bottom of his beer growing up. The part that tastes awful and you think that the entire beer tastes like that, so you're not interested in drinking it anymore, especially as you get older. Making it forbidden might make him more likely to drink due to reverse psychology. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to FatCat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that feminism smashed the ability for men to support their families on one income, thus making most of the trad wives out there go extinct. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that pretend to be traditional so they can attract wealthy men as gold diggers away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.